Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Wednesday, April 4th, and it's April Fool's for us because we've been fooled by our guest. Okay, really? We don't know where the hell the guest is missing in action, but...
Hopefully nothing bad happens.
Yeah, I know, but we'll see. Maybe he'll still show up. If not, we'll just out him later on or something.
Right.
Or whatever, you know. I mean, it's just that... If people can't come, it's okay. But, you know, to leave you...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like at three minutes before 10, we have to start scrambling. That's why I always try to prepare for in case the guests don't show
up,
you know. So, is Gabby going to call in a little bit?
Yeah,
did you talk
is.
To her?
Yeah.
Awesome. So,
our guest didn't show up. Can you call?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Do you know what you want to talk to her about?
No. I haven't really talked to her this morning, so...
Oh, okay. So, you guys talk a lot.
Yeah, we talk like 50 times a day.
Wow.
Yeah. No, not 50, but like at least 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But so there's nothing new between the last time you talked to her and now.
No, probably not.
Okay, so I'll try to lead the conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll go into some interesting areas. I don't know. What can I tell you?
Today's my last day with the dog.
Oh, okay.
He's getting picked up around 4.
Good. Are you ready for him to be picked up or did you attach?
I am attached to him, actually.
Really?
I'm ready to have a clean apartment. Because his dog hair is everywhere.
Oh my god!
But I'm not mentally prepared to like. I'm used to him now. So yeah, it's gonna be weird coming home and he's not like wagging his tail, waiting for me to like come inside. You know.
Yeah. So what kind of a dog is it? Does it shed a lot?
So much, which is weird because he's short hair. He's a pit bull boxer mix, so he has really short hair.
Right.
But the short hairs are. Sam, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
you
everywhere.
See, it's hairs, it's not fur.
Yeah.
Some dogs have fur, and that doesn't come off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like Pomeranians and shit like that, it's not
And
really
it comes
hair.
Off in clumps, so it's easy to, like, pick up.
Right, right.
Not short hair dogs.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You see why I don't want a dog? I don't want animals.
It's a lot of work, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man, but... So now my son's going to finish college. He moves back here, and I wanted him to come live with me, you know?
Right.
It would be really cool. So he wants to bring his cat. So now the whole thing is going to be about.
You said cats plural or cat?
Oh, a cat. A cat.
Oh.
Yeah, just
like,
a cat. He's got one.
Yeah.
And he insists on bringing him over, but I said I can't have cats in the house. I don't even have dogs in the house because I don't want.
So then he's not going to end up staying with you. So you want him to get rid of his cat?
No, he can leave it at his mom's.
Oh.
Right?
Gotcha.
But he doesn't want to leave it there. Alone, like in a room, but I'm thinking, okay, so here you're gonna let it run in the whole fucking apartment,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But cats are pretty chill, like they usually just
I know,
find like
but,
one spot to
But
nap
I'm very in. Allergic to cats. You see, when my kids were kids,
right?
Their mom got them cats and dogs and shit, and I had to get used to it. But I was on allergy medication every day, I had to take Claritin.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks. I don't want that.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, you know, and
I'd
then
be
the smell
so
of the
upset if,
litter box and
yeah, the litter box is really trash.
But
I'd be devastated if I had ever had a like a kid and they were allergic to dogs. I'd be like, I'm gonna have to get rid of you.
Really?
Unfortunately.
Why you have to have a dog?
I have to have a dog.
Really?
Like I can't imagine like growing old without a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
But you don't have one now.
Yeah, because
That's
I live in an apartment.
You live with people.
I'm hoping when I have a kid, I'm not going to be living in an apartment.
Right.
One can only hope, Sam.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, many people are not allergic to dogs. They are to cats. I'm allergic to dog shit and dog hair and shit, but, you know.
Mentally.
Yeah, mentally.
Not physically. Obviously.
I know. Man, I had a tough night with the sleep apnea, you know, because after we talked to the doctor, I thought maybe I should put back my night guard for the teeth, you know.
Because you grind your teeth.
Yeah. And plus, he said, we do this because, or no, he said the doctors create some kind of a thing that moves your jaw and all this and places correctly. And I thought, well, maybe this is going to work the same way, right?
Right.
Bullshit, man. It makes it worse. I couldn't sleep all night.
I should wear a mouth guard because I still grind my teeth.
Really?
But I don't have sleep apnea. I just grind my teeth.
Right, right. But you should definitely get it because your teeth will just crumble. They start crumbling, you know?
Mm, I have pretty nice teeth.
Yeah, but you're young. I mean, if you keep doing this for years and years... Think the jaws are the strongest bones in the body,
right?
And we put so much pressure on the teeth, so they say rather than chewing on the teeth, do it on plastic, you know.
Yeah, but and I just once feel like you get it would be uncomfortable it, and like no, you drool you get used a lot. To it. Do you drool a lot?
No, not at all.
Really?
It sticks on your teeth.
Mm.
I mean, it goes right on your teeth. They do like an imprint of your teeth.
And oh, okay, they put so it it's in like there. Personal mouth.
Yeah, and it's perfect too, you know, from the doctor, from the dentist. So at any rate, I highly recommend it for people that grind and clench their teeth because that's what started happening to me. You know, in later years, I see my teeth are like falling apart. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I don't want that to happen to me.
Right,
I love my teeth.
Right, so. Get that thing, and if you grind or clench your jaws, you should definitely get one. I highly recommend it.
I don't know if I do
but
it
not
as
if
much
you have sleep
anymore.
Apnea, because it fucking made me choke.
Oh.
Damn, it pushes the tongue back even more. So, but at any rate, we were talking to a sleep doctor yesterday, a specialist, and that was, that was very interesting. And I am realizing I'm tired. Every time I get up, I'm more tired than when I go to sleep, you know. I mean, what the hell is
I'm
that
I'm very
about?
Energetic when I wake up. And then I hit like kind of like a downfall around 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I'm fine again around 8. And then by like 10, I'm like done.
Yeah.
Like,
you see, stuck. I mean, if I take a nap for an hour or two in the afternoon, then I get up even more tired.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. I think it's just because my sleep is restless.
Mm-hmm.
But what can you do? I am thinking seriously of taking a vacation for about a few days very soon.
Where are you going to go?
I'm thinking Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Kauai.
Yeah, I've never been there, but Hawaii just period is...
You never been to Hawaii?
No, I've been to Hawaii.
Oh, you have, but not to Kauai.
I went to Waikiki. Kauai. No, I went to Waikiki.
Right. Yeah, Waikiki is more like tourists.
Yeah, and we
stuff,
didn't really get
know?
To do much because I was filming a TV show.
Oh.
So, like, they wouldn't let cameras in 90% of the places we wanted to go. So,
right.
It was like, what are we supposed to do here?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't a vacation for you.
It was work. But it was a nice paid. We were there for, like, 7 days. It was nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is it's hard to find someone to go with who can get away from work and leave at the same time and all that stuff. So, I'm... Actually thinking, people are saying, well, maybe you should go alone. And I'm thinking, you know.
No, def not.
But I don't know.
Who
maybe
the fuck wants to go to Hawaii by themselves?
Because I can start talking to people all the time. You socialize everywhere.
I know, but don't you want to like have plans?
You
like,
do,
go
but,
dancing?
But let me
eat?
Tell you, Danny, I've been putting this shit off for 10 years because I can never work it out
you
with
You don't
anybody.
Have one person where you can be like, hey.
I do, but they can't just up and leave.
Everyone can up and leave if they want to, Sam. It's 2018. All they got to say is, hey, can I have the 5th to the 8th off? Hey, can I have the 15th to the
18th
off?
Yeah, but I'm not that
off?
Flexible. I have to, like, decide and just go. I don't know. I'll think about
you
it.
You want to get on
know,
a plane
but,
by yourself?
But
if
I
that shit
care.
Goes down, you're going down solo.
Yeah,
down.
Who cares? Look, I've done things by myself. Look, I live alone. I've lived alone for 5 years. And before that, in my years, I've lived alone. I don't mind it at all. I enjoy my own company. But what I'm saying is... I'm also going just to be with nature more, disconnect from the computer and the phone.
Right.
So things like that, you know, lie on the beach. They get some fucking, they get this beautiful hotel there that I'm thinking of going to. It's called St. Regis.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fucking unbelievable.
Sounds religious.
It's very expensive. But they have all kinds of like bundle deals with the flight and everything. But,
so it's kind of like staying at a resort.
Well, they're all kind of resorts in Hawaii, but on those islands. But it's just a beautiful place, and apparently some nights they even charge up to $2,000 a night.
That's insane.
Which I don't know who the fuck pays for that, but
rich people,
right?
That's nothing to them.
But if you go to a resort and it turns out to be $500 a day, $600 a day, I think it makes sense, you know. Because you're getting so much. It's not just the hotel. You're spending your time there.
Right.
You know. And
well,
plus
like
I like to travel
and
style.
Food and stuff is included. It makes sense.
Well, I don't think it's included.
Okay,
no,
it's it
not
doesn't.
An all-inclusive thing.
No, thank you.
No, it's just a bundle of a car and flight and hotel. Yeah, it just depends. You know, I mean, I like traveling in style. I haven't been on a serious trip in many years. So I figured, what the fuck? I'll go travel in style.
Right.
So we'll see. But I'm just, right now, I'm just thinking out loud. But I need to do that.
Yeah, I think you should get away. To do that. I think that'll be nice.
There's
for
so
you.
Many places to go, but I want to stay in the States, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to expose
myself
to. You can go to
Puerto Rico. Oh, yeah, never mind.
No, what am I going to do there?
No, I forgot that they got hit with that hurricane and it's
right.
like in shambles. I
right,
completely
that's
forgot.
True. You don't want to go there. But at the same time, I have no interest. I've been there once when I was on a cruise. We stopped there for a few hours.
I want to go there so bad.
Yeah.
Well, when they get there, like when everything is like normal again.
Yeah. But there are other islands that you can go to in the area. You know, if you take a...
Yeah, but didn't all of Puerto Rico just like turn upside down?
Yeah, but it's Puerto Rico. I'm saying you can go to like St. Thomas, St. John.
That's in Dominican Republic, right?
No, that's all in the Caribbean, you know?
Oh.
The Dominican Republic is also in the Caribbean, but it's not all the same.
Yeah,
thing.
But you
it's
need a passport,
places.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's out of the country.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying for you, since you don't want to go out of the country, the best bet is probably Hawaii.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, you know. And I like Hawaii. I've been there a few times. But, you know, you take yourself a Jeep, you drive around the island, you know, I mean, you find like... And look, plus you're there if you want to take like a group tour or something, you can do that too, you
right.
know. Then you're with people, so who cares? Maybe it's even better. I'm not going to have to share my room with anybody with all their fucking habits and, you know.
You need to like get out of that mindset.
Why?
Because that's why you're going to be like alone. I love, who cares if someone has different habits than you? It's better than being by yourself. For a couple
sometimes.
Of days in Hawaii,
sometimes.
It's like the most romantic place on earth.
I know, but you know, if you don't have anyone, then you don't go romantically.
Go on Match.com and find someone.
To go on a trip with?
Yeah.
Nah.
Like, hey, I know we just met, but do you want to go to Hawaii with me?
Really?
You have to pay for your half, but like you can come.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But yeah, why would you want to go to Hawaii with someone you don't know? I mean, what if it turns out shit and after they... So you stuck with them for a few days, you know?
But that also could be like where you fall in love with them, too.
Well, maybe, but, you know, could be, but it could be worse, you know?
I really want to go away soon, too. I would love to get out of L.A. for a weekend. Like, just get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, over it.
So why don't you just take the car and drive up to San Diego or something or to Santa Barbara? It's only a few hours, and you can make a day trip out of it.
Or I know.
Just stay
overnight.
I'm just
like you, though. I don't really have anyone to travel with at this time.
Yeah. But just hit the road and go. I'm even thinking, you know, instead of the Hawaii thing, how about like a road trip, you know?
Road trip to where?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking there's areas like Oregon. Where else we can get as far as... Yeah, if you go north, you got Washington, Oregon, you know, places like that. You know how beautiful these places are? And I've never been... Or you just go east and you go into Nevada and Utah and, you know, I guess I could go to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But you need a lot of time for that.
Yeah, you do.
Because
you need like a full week.
Because you don't want to rush.
No, even more than
anywhere.
That.
Yeah.
Because it might take you like two days to get to wherever you're going.
Right. And then 2 days back.
Yeah. So it's already 4 days. So what, are you going to stay there for 2 days?
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
But what I'm saying is this kind of a trip, I think you just enjoy the drive and where you stop. You don't really go to a specific destination. You know,
I would have to be going to a specific destination.
Well, then you fly. You know, it doesn't make sense to drive.
Yeah.
The
but
whole
I mean,
point
you
could
still have
drive.
A specific destination when you're on a road trip.
Yeah, but you don't see the places that you see when you fly as when you drive, you know. So, I don't know. To me, the whole part about driving is you're driving, you see something nice, you pull over.
Right.
You can't do that when you fly. So... So I guess, yeah, if you just spend a week in the car, going places, that would be cool. Even maybe rent an RV or something.
I don't think I could ever do a road trip ever again.
No?
After driving across the country to move here.
Wow.
I wanted to kill myself.
Well, because you were like in a hurry to get here and stuff, right? You weren't doing it for fun. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? I actually did it because I didn't want to fly.
Yeah. See, another thing that would be good is to rent a car. Drive all the way to Florida, drop it off there, and come back in the flight when you're done.
So you're going to drive three and a half days.
Yeah, but that's straight.
Yeah, so it's really going to take you like 5 days.
Or a week, yeah. But then I'd see half of America. What the hell?
Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
It's on your bucket list of things to do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then do it.
It definitely is, you know?
Are you do that by yourself?
No.
Yeah.
This would what you would, because it's a long thing, you know?
Yeah, it's a long haul.
I mean, driving is different. Driving alone is different from just lying on the beach and, you know, or going hiking or something. But no, I believe people should know how to do things by themselves. You know?
I think so too.
Because you don't want to rely on anybody. I thought about it. You know, if I only needed people, if I would only do things when people are around me, I probably wouldn't do much, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, I've gone to Amsterdam alone a couple times.
I would never.
Yeah.
Not after the movie Hostel.
That's the best place. What?
Oh, no.
What about the movie Hostel?
Have you ever seen it?
No. Does that take place in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Really? What is the scary movie?
It's all like so graphic. It's like another version of the Saw. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
That makes me never want to go there ever.
But that's a terrible way to be introduced to Amsterdam.
Yeah. No,
you know how beautiful it is?
I'm sure it is.
It's all canals.
Yep. That's good. That's cool.
So what? You just be reminded of the movie?
Yeah, and everywhere I go, I'd be looking over my shoulder, thinking somebody's gonna kidnap me and like torture me, like they do in the movie Hostel.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
come on.
Thanks so much, you guys, for ruining Amsterdam.
Yeah, Amsterdam is probably the safest place in the world. Are you kidding me? People go there to get high.
I know.
Mellow.
But now weed's like legal everywhere, so it's like whatever.
Yeah, that's true. But still, you know, I mean, you can go there to cafes and meet people. And
I want to go to Barcelona. Italy. I want to go to Paris.
Yeah, all these places are beautiful. Absolutely.
Turks and Caicos, if that's how you say it. The Maldives. There's so many places I want to see. I just got to kind of, one, find someone to travel with, and two, get over my fear of flying.
Yeah, you need a jet setter.
Yeah.
Where are you going to find one, Danny?
I don't know. Craigslist. Looking for someone to travel with who isn't going to murder me.
Yeah.
Email me.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so maybe the guest is going to come on, like, Friday?
Oh, my God. Okay. I just got an email back from the publicist. She says, I'm not representing him at the moment, but he had all the details. Wow.
So, didn't she send over the information?
Yeah. She doesn't know why he's not here.
So, but didn't she book him on the show?
Yeah.
But so they must have
but
just
she
had
says I'm not representing him at the moment. Something must have happened.
Yeah, they must have had a falling out, and that's probably why he's not here.
Maybe. Maybe.
So.
Yeah, but wouldn't you let somebody know?
Yeah.
Well, should we go ahead and
I would email him directly. Is his
I
email on there?
I don't have his email. No.
Oh, really?
But not now. I mean, obviously now it's too late. But.
But he seems like a cool guest to have
very,
on the show.
Very,
yeah.
You know, and
that's
we'll
unfortunate.
Probably have him in the future, but. I just like to bitch when people don't show up, man.
It must have been because they had a falling out. That's what I got from that email.
Right. So what? He wouldn't show up for his interview?
He probably didn't want to do anything that she booked.
Probably.
If you have a falling out with someone, would you want to do something that they booked? I'd be like, no.
Right. Yeah.
So they must have gotten to a falling out like on Monday or Tuesday.
Probably, right. That's probably exactly what happened. You're right.
And he's like, I'm not going. Like, I'm not talking to her. Why would I show up? They're probably not even expecting me anymore. He probably thought they're not expecting me anymore because he probably thought that she emailed and was like, he's not coming anymore.
Right, right.
So, I mean, I'm not mad at him because that sounds like a kind of messy situation.
But it does.
Did seem like an interesting guest. So maybe
but we ended up being the victims in this whole thing.
Yeah, we did.
What the fuck, man? You know, people wait to be on the show, and they have to wait sometimes a week or two, and then people just don't show up, and they take up a show, you know? What can you do, man? It's part of life, you know? I mean, in every business, every kind of job, there's always things that are irritating.
Yeah, I would have to agree on that.
Yeah. Did you hear about the shooting at YouTube yesterday?
Yeah, and she did it because they didn't monetize her videos.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yes.
How do you know?
How did she get into the building?
I don't know, but the thing is there's a lot of things they haven't released yet.
I feel like YouTube would have like intense security. Like I feel like you would need like a pass or like some type of security declaration to even walk in that building, but apparently not. She like went straight up to the cafeteria where people were eating their lunch.
Right. Yeah, so she shot 3 people. She didn't really kill anybody.
No one's dead yet, though.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So it says, but
She killed herself.
Yeah, she said she was lashing out as a result of her issue mm-hmm. with her YouTube videos.
Yep.
Wow.
Because they weren't monetizing them. I'm like, bitch, relax.
Yeah, what the fuck,
you
man?
Were obviously talking about shit that you can't be talking about, because the only time your videos don't get monetized is like, I did a video that said, fun fact, I never have sex, and they wouldn't let me monetize that one because it's not appropriate for most viewers.
Oh, never have sex? Is that mm-hmm. what you said?
My title was like, fun fact, I never have sex.
Oh.
And they found it to be not appropriate.
Not appropriate, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But don't they have like YouTube Kids? I mean, you know, it's like, why do they give like the adults a certain area?
It should be like 18 plus and still be able to be monetized.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid, but.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's pretty stupid that they think it's inappropriate to talk about sex. Is that what you tell me?
Yeah.
That's bullshit, man.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that's one thing that I have a complaint about is people do everything in the name of the kids, but they don't try to think of, well, what about the adults? You know, we don't have to sacrifice for the kids. We can find solutions. There's solutions to everything.
I think so, too.
If kids are not allowed on YouTube, then YouTube can be shared as an adult play area.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be nude or anything, but you want to be able to say what you want to say, show whatever you want to show, as long as it's not like nudity or anything like that, or murder, but you know, a lot of violence. But other than that, you know, I can't understand why they wouldn't. Wait a minute, they wouldn't monetize it, or they wouldn't even allow you to have that video?
No, she just wasn't monetized.
No, but you with your thing.
They wouldn't. No, my video's up.
Oh, it is.
I'm not getting paid on it.
Oh, I see. So it's not monetized.
Yeah, monetized means like you're getting paid for ads to be on there.
I totally confused it with being allowed to be on there. Yeah.
Gabby can't call in.
Okay. Don't call in, Gabby.
F you, Gabby. F you, F everybody. Screw all of you.
Why? Oh, because nobody's showing up today?
Yeah, like no one's coming through.
That's okay. We can still have fun here.
Whatever.
We always find things to talk about. And besides, there's so much fucking going on, man. I mean, you know, the YouTube shooter, I guess, had visited a gun range before the attack, so she probably
she
went
didn't
to
work
practice.
On her aim really well because everyone is surviving.
Right.
Well, hopefully, knock on wood. I hope I didn't just jinx that. I know there's one person in critical condition.
Oh, really?
Someone's in fair condition.
Did you see how much police and military and everything they brought there, you know, just for this one person? But I guess they didn't know it's only one.
Right.
You know,
I just don't understand how she got into the building.
Yeah.
Like all the way to the cafeteria at that.
Yeah, I don't know. You think they have security in the building?
Yeah, YouTube?
They must, right?
They must. It's like one of the biggest like entities on the planet right now. Of course they have security.
Yeah.
I just don't know how like someone just like walked through and was like, hello.
Mm. So did she know anybody there, you think?
No.
No?
I mean, they haven't really released any details, but yeah. I'm sure. Maybe she did, though, because that's the only thing.
I know, there's not a lot of details.
That's the only thing that makes sense, is if someone let her in as a guest.
Yeah.
They're fucked if they did.
Hmm.
I'm like, I swear I didn't know. She has a mullet. Of course she knew. She was upset.
Yeah.
Any woman that's still rocking a mullet has problems. No offense to all you mullet wearing bitches.
But isn't that maybe an old picture of her? I don't know.
No. There's like multiple pictures of her with that same haircut.
Yeah.
That's why nobody's watching your YouTube videos, girl. We don't like your haircut.
Yeah. She's not very attractive either. Let's be honest.
Oh, man. I don't know if necessarily beauty sells on YouTube, though, because there's a lot of popular people on there that aren't that good looking.
Right, exactly. Yeah, people.
It's almost like
shit.
They're popular because they're not good looking.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to film a YouTube video today. I just don't know what I should talk about.
What about the ones you shot here? Are they ever going to go up?
My hair was fucked up in it.
Really?
So I can't use
with the
any
green
of the
screen?
Yeah, so I'm going to redo it on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, but you better not move my lights again.
I have to.
But you don't ask. You ask first.
Why?
You know what you did? You switched between the lights, and right after that, there was a show, and the whole time it was just like flashing because it wasn't the right one in the right side.
I didn't touch the light. I just plugged it into a different outlet, Sam.
I know.
I didn't change the setting on it.
No, I didn't say that, but it wasn't okay.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you later. It doesn't really matter, but...
I mean,
it,
I can't film in there without lighting.
No, I didn't tell you you don't need the light. Just ask me to move it for you and to put it wherever.
Oh, okay.
Whatever changes you make there, yeah. Because otherwise, it always goes out of control.
Mm.
Yeah. I need to be in charge of what I do, you know?
Mm.
And it's funny because... With me, every time anybody touches my shit,
yeah, you're I a know bit right of OCD. Away.
No, I know right away, you know, because I remember. And because if you move my shit, then I can't find it, you know, or like if the lights move and stuff, I don't know that they've changed, you know? So, yeah. But at any rate, it doesn't really matter. In other news, I guess Dwayne Johnson is talking about battling depression for many years, and surviving his mother's suicide attempt. So I guess he started getting depressed when he was when injuries ended his dreams of playing professional football.
Yeah, he came out and talked about that a few years ago, I think.
Yeah, so that's when I guess the depression started for him. And I can imagine, you know, it's like I appreciate and respect everybody that has achieved a lot despite you know, being depressed, because, man, God knows you can't be very functional when you're depressed.
No, yeah. I mean, I've been depressed before and I've been functional. I think there's levels to the shit. Yeah.
It's not clinical depression where it stays on for months and you don't know why, you can't experience happiness.
I mean, he turned
pleasure.
His life around. He's like in every single movie possible and like just doing his own thing. So.
And he was in wrestling and stuff too, right?
Mm-hmm. That's where his career started, was wrestling.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, but he's made a nice career as an actor, you know?
Yeah. He's just too big.
Yeah.
He's so big.
I know, he's huge, right?
He has to be doing like supplements. I don't think anyone is that big. Even when he was wrestling, he wasn't that big.
I don't know, but what's his background? What do you think?
He's black and Hawaiian, I think.
No, I don't think
so. He's definitely black. He's definitely part black. Because my dad doesn't like him because he never plays a black character.
Oh, but I thought he's like from like Asian something, no?
I'm going to look
like
right now.
Like from the islands? I don't know.
I think he's Hawaiian. Oh. That's why they had him in that movie.
Moana?
Yeah, I love that movie. I thought it was
because
so
of that?
Cute.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's black. He's Canadian, Samoan, and Irish.
Samoan, you see?
So he's black,
Samoan,
Irish, and Samoan.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very cool combination.
Yeah.
Yeah, very handsome guy.
That also might be why he's big, because Samoans are big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel, you know, guys that are bald... I would have a problem with that. If I went bald, I would fucking go out of my mind.
Why?
I don't know. I like hair.
I mean, I'm sure guys feel insecure about it. For sure. I feel like a bald head probably feels less confidence than someone that has a full set of hair.
Yeah. Hold on. Somebody's calling. Let's see who that is.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Danny. Go ahead.
Hey, Danny. What's up, Sam? How you doing? Hey, GoPro.
What?
Well, who's that?
Who is this?
I'm just playing. Hey, Danny. It's Reese from when we was inboxing each other on Instagram.
You're going to have to DM me again, boo. I have the worst memory ever. I get like 1,000 DMs a week.
Yeah. How can she recognize you?
I know. That's a shame, right?
No. What I'm saying is what I'm asking is if she wanted to know right now who you are, how can she find you?
On Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
All right.
Facebook.
Cool. Do you have any question for Danny or anything? Do you want to tell her something?
Yes. What is you guys' opinion on this whole Bow Wow situation?
What, his album being called Suicide Backwards?
Yes, because he looks that shit gotta go.
I honestly think it's a little bit of a publicity stunt. He's not suicidal, I don't think. I mean, I don't know him personally. Do you know who Bow Wow is?
No.
Rapper?
No. But
I met him. He's horrible. He's just like Nick Cannon. He's like a bitch. I filmed with him before, and it's just horrible.
I actually do like him. Like, I've been watching him since I was a kid, and I kind of feel like the way he feels is motivated, because every time he posts on social media, everyone rips him to shreds. Like,
okay, really?
So, yeah, like, people are so mean to him on social media. Mm. So he's just dropping a new album, and it's called, like, Suicide, but spelled backwards, so it's like, Uicide. Like, no. How do you say it? Uicide. I don't even know how to say it, but people are, like, in an uproar. Because he was like, oh, y'all, man, I'm done. Like, I'm done with this life. And I almost think it's just a publicity stunt so people will buy his album.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
But I do like him, so I'm not going to talk shit about him.
Okay, you like his music?
His music's not the best. I mean, his new song, Yeah, is not bad. Mm. It's pretty decent.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've watched him in movies. I grew up listening to his music. Like, he was, like, a star back in the day.
It's just, like, so, I know that he's growing up, and all these childhood stars, you know, they grow up or whatever, but it's just, like, he just does too much to be not the host.
Yeah, but don't you think everybody does a little bit too much to stay relevant and known? Like, everybody's doing too much. Black Chyna's in the Six Flags fighting with her kid's toy. Like, come on now.
That was a hot ass mess.
Yeah, it definitely was. I'm going to have to agree with you on that one.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much for calling in, man, and for following Danny and everything. And more power to you, my friend.
Bye, buddy.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
Bye. So, yeah, I you know, that's the thing. I don't know much about music today. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, he was a star, like, when I was a kid. And his music is, like, he hasn't really... This is his first album he's dropped in, like, a decade. Oh. And people are so horrible to him on social media. Like, anything he does, it's like there's nothing positive.
Why?
I have no idea. And I always comment on, like, if the Shade Room or someone post him. Uh-huh. I'll, like, read the comments. I'm like, why do y'all hate him so much? Like, what did he do to piss everybody off so deeply? It's like he's not a bad guy or anything, but people hate him for some reason.
Right.
It's crazy. But he's coming out with a new album called Uzi. Like, I don't know how to say it.
Let's see. Suicide Backwards would be You Desist or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I don't know how to say it, but...
You Desist.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But his new song is catchy. Like, I listened to it in the car.
Yeah.
Somebody's there. I don't know.
That's okay. It's not for us. Yeah, there's plenty of people here today.
I was like, oh, did our guest show up at 10:30?
Yeah, right.
Not today.
Wow.
So, yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah. So Bow Wow is a rapper. Who's like, hottest in music today? Like, who's your favorite today?
I don't have a favorite because I like too much music.
Really?
Like, my playlist on my Apple Music is so... It's huge. People are always like, well, this is the weirdest mix ever. Diverse, it'll be like rap, then country, then like teeny bopper type of music, then Justin Bieber. It's just like a bunch of like...
I think most people are like that today because we have access to so much music.
Yeah, you know? And if you have Apple Music for $10 a month, you can literally get any... Like, if someone drops an album, you can download the whole album that second.
Right, right. So Spotify, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just don't have
an Apple phone.
Not anymore. Yeah. I don't want to be in Apple's clutches anymore.
I love Apple.
Yeah. Well, I still have a lot of stuff of Apple, but I've been getting rid of it slowly but surely. You know, and the thing is that the iPhone is really what saved them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The iPod first sort of like helped them, but the Mac has always been and still is very... small slice of the computer market.
Yeah, and they're getting rid of so much aspects of the Mac that I originally liked. Like, they don't have the DVD thing on it anymore, so it's not like you can bring it on a flight and put your Redbox in it anymore. It's stupid.
No, but on places like Netflix and stuff, you can actually download it so you can watch it offline.
Oh, yeah.
Some movies, so you can do that.
I know, yeah.
Nobody uses CDs, you know, that's why.
I like DVDs still.
I know, I do too, but they don't use
them anymore. And Netflix is so slow with it. Like, when they put new movies out, it's like it's already been on Redbox for 10 years.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Netflix, you can't find recent movies.
No, not at all. It's all old stuff or stuff that's like Netflix property. So like a Netflix made movie. I'm like, okay, but where's like a classic like She's All That or Never Been Kissed? They don't have any of that on there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's annoying.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, try other ones. Try Hulu.
Hulu, yeah. I might do that for $5 a month. Absolutely. Yeah. Why not? Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, they're pretty good. I don't know why when I got the live streaming and got the $40 package, I still get commercials. It's supposed to be commercial free. What the hell? I'm paying so much. might as well not get commercials. Because, you know, when you get Hulu, if you get without commercials, it's
$11.
A few dollars. Yeah. Double the price.
Yeah, because she said that the other day. Yeah.
Yeah, she works for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know, Sam. I'd call and be like, what's up? What's good? I'm about to cancel my membership. Give me no commercials. You just go.
No, I need to go and look back at what I signed up
you
for.
You literally just need to threaten them a little bit, and they'll be like, okay, we got you.
Yeah, threaten You're them, good. Right? Yeah, like the management here taking away all our fucking parking spots.
I know.
And what am I going to do?
You can't do anything.
Nothing.
You just park in your normal parking spot and keep it moving.
Nothing.
Yeah, it just sucks when you have like guests in and they're like,
hey. Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, we've been here for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and suddenly they're taking away our guest parking. I mean, what is that?
Does my hair look darker to you?
Darker? Yeah.
I dyed it last night.
Yeah, it looks dark. Cool.
I need a trim. Look how dead my ends are.
Mm.
So bad.
Because you have to straighten it and stuff?
Yeah, I straighten it way too much. And I usually, back home, I was getting it professionally done because my girl just does it for free. But out here, I don't know anyone that knows how to blow dry my curly hair. So I've just been like flat ironing it.
Right.
Ruining my hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does ruin your hair. I know that.
My curls are like straight now. It's like straight curly hair. It's the ugliest thing ever.
Tell me something. Does hair dye hurt the hair?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What about like I put gel on? Do you think that's bad? Because I feel my hair gets dry from it.
If you like put it in the morning and don't shower at night and don't rinse it out, probably bad for you. But if you only have it in for like a couple hours a day, I imagine it's not that bad for you.
Well, it's not a couple hours.
It just makes your like scalp really dry.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, like when I don't notice that at all.
Oh, really? Like when I use gel,
know my hair is dry.
Yeah.
When I just kind of like comb it off or something.
Do you use like oil or anything, like coconut oil, Moroccan oil?
No,
you should get that so when you get in the shower and before you go to bed, put it in, your hair will be so soft.
Oh, well, I use that a shampoo that has those ingredients.
Oh,
yeah, like avocado and
things
like that.
Mm-hmm. But if you put coconut,
it does make it very, very smooth in the shower. I know that.
Yeah, but when you get out, it's dry.
No, only when you know when it's dry. Okay, like I put on the gel this morning, right? Now, right now, it's probably already dry. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right. Because your hair doesn't look wet.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Yeah. But it just...
So it's dry right now.
Right.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you get like coconut oil, it'll be like...
Really?
You'll love your hair, yeah.
Okay. Good morning. You're on the air with Danny and Sam. Go ahead. Hung up. Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. So, all right. So now let's try to think of... we were talking yesterday about the science trying to figure out why the universe exists, period, right?
Right.
And they're trying to find it scientifically. Now, my question is... Why do they think they're going to find out? How do they think they're going to find out?
Who?
They'll never. The scientists that are trying to figure out.
I don't know if that experiment they're doing is going to be successful, at least not anytime soon.
I think they're trying to show that life can start from nothing, without anything necessary.
Like, do they think people are going to grow?
I don't know.
I don't know what they're trying to get at. It doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah. And hopefully they don't bring on like the apocalypse and they grow some like zombie shit and then they start, they go check to see on their invention and then they get eaten and killed and then all of a sudden I just made up a whole movie right there.
I know you did. What shows, you know what I started watching? A show called Timeless. Apparently it's not brand new. It's from 2 or 3 years ago.
I've never heard of it.
And it's it's a series of people traveling in time.
Oh, actually I've heard of it. I never got into that. I never even watched an episode. It didn't look like my cup of tea.
Really? Mm-hmm. I like time travel. You know, they go back in time.
Yeah.
And things like that.
I think it got canceled.
But let me tell you something. It was probably, but there's a couple seasons, I think.
Oh, really?
Which is enough, yeah. I mean, I don't want really many shows. I can't get into them. But the first one I saw, the first episode, so they're going back in time. There's a woman, a guy, a white guy, and a black guy. And the black guy's like extremely stressed, and they're like, well, what's the big deal? He's like, look, he says, we're going back like 100 years.
Right.
As a black guy, man, I'm not going to make it very, very long.
So what happens if they die when they go back
So I don't know what happens yet. I haven't really finished the episode, but apparently, so they like walk into a bar or something, and everybody starts staring at the black guy.
Of course.
So he just like walks outside, lowers his eyes and stuff like... They tell him, don't look at the other people.
Oh, you know? Really?
So it's, but you know what, though? It makes a statement, though. Makes a statement.
That's
of
what those what shows
it was like
to
live like, you right. know, way back when. Wow, that's terrible, man.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten into any new shows. I'm still trying to catch up on all the shows I've been watching for the last couple of months.
Yeah.
And it just sucks in the summer. Like, every show just goes, like, dead quiet. There's, like, no shows in the summer.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what am I
Well, but
to do?
Wait a minute. There's so much that's been made already. I mean, they released like entire seasons. Right?
Oh, you mean on Netflix?
Netflix, yeah. All those shows that
I
are
I started
not
watching
like
a couple of Netflix shows. Like, I started watching Gypsy. I can't get into it. I started watching Jessica Jones. Can't get into it. There's a lot of
they have
shit
so
on
many.
There.
Yeah. A lot of shit, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I started watching The Prestige, which I thought would be good with Christian Bale and
is that a movie?
And Hugh Jackman, yeah, The Prestige.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I've seen that.
Yeah, because they're like magicians or something, yeah. Okay? So I thought this would probably be pretty good. You know what? The first 10 minutes, I'm like, this movie is boring to me.
Yeah.
I can't watch
it. If you're not into it in the first 10 minutes, you're probably not going to get
That's
into
true,
it.
That's true, right?
Yeah. And a movie's a commitment. Like, you're committing it to is. That for like 2-3 hours.
Well, yeah, and not in the same time either for me.
Yeah.
So it's like three
I can't believe you can watch movies like that. Like, I have to
three
finish
different
it.
Viewings or four different viewings.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I can't. Well, just like you can watch like separate episodes of a series, I just don't finish the episode. So I watch it in parts,
right.
Like you do too. You don't, unless you binge, then you watch in the same way. You just watch more than I do.
Right.
But, you know. But, yeah, a movie should be watched from beginning to end. I can't do it, man. I don't have the time. I don't have 3 hours.
I have so much time.
I don't have 2-3 hours to put into a movie in one time.
So that guy, remember I told you that guy offered me the personal assistant position, but it was like all the way in bumfuck, and
right.
the rate was really low. It was like, nah, dude, these are the rates I'm going to do it for, and he said no. So
yeah?
That's out.
Oh, so he like followed up with you or something? Mm-hmm. Is that what happened?
Well, I told him, I go, I'll do it for this rate. I'm not driving 2 hours a day for the rate you're offering me.
Right,
I'm not
exactly.
Doing it.
So you need someone that's closer to him.
Like, I got gas yesterday, and it's $4 for regular.
What?
A gallon, yeah.
Where do you put your gas?
Right down
in?
The street.
No, don't go in this one. Don't go in this one.
I was like, $4?
Listen, you never go to a gas station that's near a freeway. Because
they're
the most expensive.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, go to Arco.
I was like, $4? What the hell is this? I was desperate. I went on empty, and I was
empty,
like, oh, I have
yeah,
to stop.
I
had no choice. I had no fucking choice in the matter. It was either that or break down, pay even more money. So.
Yeah. One more call. Let's go ahead and see before we wrap up. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Good morning. How
Hi.
Are you?
Great.
Are you calling the radio show?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. You want to talk to Danny probably, right?
Yes.
Okay, Danny. Ask him what he wants, Danny.
Well, first of all, what's your name?
Oh, shit. It is really Danny.
It is
yeah,
Danny.
I mean,
who do you think
did you think it was
is?
Just somebody that sounded like me?
I swiped up on your Snapchat and I called. I didn't know I would be speaking to you. Oh my god.
Hi.
You see, you are a celebrity to some people.
No, definitely not.
You
do you
are.
Think I'm a celebrity, whatever your name is that you're calling in, because you still haven't given us
I'm name. Nick, nice to meet you, Danny.
Hi, Nick. Nice
Hi,
to talk
Nick.
To you.
All right, so what do you
Hi,
like?
Let me go get my sister.
We don't have time, yeah. Man. We got to go in a couple of minutes.
Danny.
Yeah?
I'm on the phone with Danny from Bad Girls Club. One of the victims. I really am.
She said, shut the fuck up.
Really?
No, it's me, girl. It's really me.
Yeah, get
it really
on the phone.
Is her, I swear.
How did you get the
Danny.
Yeah? Danny has a radio show, tell you,
I
sister.
Love you. I've been watching you since, like, how many years ago?
I know, almost seven. 7 years ago.
7 years. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And seven. I'm only 18, so...
Oh, so you've been watching me since you were like a kid.
Yeah.
Young.
She was young.
So you have to pray that I get back on a new TV show soon because, like, Big Brother was not feeling me.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, so,
Yeah, well, you definitely belong in a reality show.
For
just
sure.
Be patient and keep trying, you know.
Well, thanks for calling all in, right. Boo. I appreciate the love.
Yeah, Nick, thank you so much for calling. And give our regards to
I
your
love
sister,
you,
too.
I love you, too.
All right, bye.
I'm going to like some of your pictures so you can notice me on Instagram.
Okay, I'll do it now because I'll be looking now. As soon as I leave here, I'll be busy, though.
All right, it's obey to work.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All right, he's gone. All right, well, we totally have to wrap up. I just... Yeah, you like people calling you, right?
That makes me feel good.
I'm telling you.
Because 90% of the comments and stuff I get on... Instagram is hate, so it's good every once in a while to be reminded that people are actually out there and they do follow you and like you for just being you, you know?
Right, right. Is it, would you say you get more hate than love?
No, it's like equal. It's equal.
I think you just focus in on the bad more.
I saw on Instagram and stuff, I'll like all the love so people know, like, I've read it, I appreciate it, but all the hate, I'll immediately block you. And if someone says, you know, on that feature on Instagram now, if someone does a comment, you can like their comment.
Right.
So I'm not only blocking the people that say something negative on my page, if there's any likes on that bitch and somebody liked that negative comment, you're getting blocked too. Bye!
Exactly.
Right off my page.
I mean, it's your fucking post, it's your page, and they come in and fucking start trolling. I mean, what the fuck?
Exactly. See ya. Yeah. Bye. So, anyways, what's your plans for the day?
Plans for the day.
Mm-hmm.
The same work. You know, maybe meet with a friend or so for lunch.
Have a drink. You don't really drink.
I don't really drink, but I don't mind going out for a drink.
Right.
I'm always open to one.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, anyway, thank you to our guest. You've been very kind, and thank you for making the trip. It was amazing. And I just don't want to out them because I know we'll reinvite them.
No, yeah, for sure. He seems like a good guest. And right. I honestly, from hearing that email, I don't think it's his fault he didn't come.
Oh.
I think it was probably some communication problem.
Yeah,
going
but
on.
So we fell in the cracks.
Right, basically. Yeah. We were caught in the crossfire.
Exactly.
So...
All right, Danny. Well, thank you again for riding shotgun. You know, we didn't get shot by any Indians or anything, so we're good.
Is that supposed to happen?
Yeah, I told you shotgun. What riding shotgun is, didn't I?
No,
riding shotgun is. It came from the times when people would ride what do you call them? Never mind. Okay, fuck it. But no, they would ride the carriages, you know, the horse carriages.
Oh, and it was open.
So, one would be the rider.
Yeah.
The one next to him would have the shotgun.
Yeah. Now it's like somebody just says, hey, I get shotgun because they want to sit in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that makes sense. But, all right. Do you get shot by Indians when you sit shotgun back in
the day? Well, at that time, you probably were protecting them from Indians.
I was like, that's the most random comment I've ever heard.
I know, right? But that came from the shotgun thing, so...
Anyways, later, folks.
Yes, folks. Thank you all. And thanks to those of you who called. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.